In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is the third Sunday in a row we've encountered the devil and his forces. The first Sunday in Lent, we saw the devil tempting our Lord and Savior in the wilderness. Last week, we saw those demons possessing a Canaanite woman's daughter. And today, we see them possessing a man, making him mute. This is no accident. The church has ordered the Lenten season to focus on our struggle against the devil and his forces. For Lent is a small example, a microcosm of our entire life. And so we do well to pay attention to the church's warning, to open our eyes and to see the struggle that we daily face. There are only two kingdoms in this world, only two, God's and Satan's. There are only two religions in this whole world, only two, God's religion and the devil's. There is no middle ground, there is no fence sitting. No one can claim to be neutral. Lent clearly reveals that. He who is not with Christ is against him. And so it does not matter if a person loves Christians. If he himself is not a Christian, then he is in the kingdom of the devil. And not just in that kingdom, but he actually is furthering the kingdom of Satan without even knowing it. Yes, outwardly, there is a huge difference between the Muslim extremist and that man. But inwardly, there is no difference. For he who does not gather with Christ scatters. No one can be neutral. No one can sit on the fence. He who is not with Christ is against him. Lent clearly reveals that. This is not popular to modern ears, which prides itself on tolerance. Anything goes. Believe what you want to believe. Live however you want to live. Lent reveals that this kind of talk is from Satan himself. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the devil and his kingdom. Day and night, whether winter or summer, whether Christmas, Easter, or some other time in the year, daily we fight against the devil and his forces. There is no neutral ground, no safe place. The workplace is just as hostile as the Middle East. No, you will not lose your life there. But temptations abound, subtle temptations to get you to divorce yourself from Christ. So it is easier to refrain from praying at lunch. It is easier to refrain from prayer throughout the day. We say we do it out of tolerance and respect for those who are not Christian. We don't want to mix religion and work. But why would we show respect to the devil's kingdom? Keep in mind, this is a huge difference from actually mocking their religion. We simply seek to confess outwardly what we believe in our hearts. Of course, they will be offended. Here, of course, they will be offended at Christianity. Those who are not with Christ are against him. There is no neutral territory, no middle ground. It's a battlefield, day and night, wherever you find yourself, even in your own home, as the devil seeks to use various medias and even the stuff that you have to lead you away from Christ. Lent clearly reveals that. We have so often played that mild-mannered, timid Christian. More concerned about the honor of our sports team than the honor of our God, more zealous for politics and our positions than for salvation, more distraught over whales and fish and plants than about the lost souls, or than about cursing, swearing, or gossip. We've nearly forgotten what's really important. We prefer the good opinion of pagans to their salvation. Christianity is a radical, extreme religion. It is not nice. No one can be neutral. You can't sit on the fence, for that fence sitter is actually in the devil's kingdom. So repent. You have been tempted. to be just that person. But you do not sit on the fence. You belong to God. You are baptized. This is no small thing, for in baptism, all demons were driven away from you. Satan had to take flight. Baptism is an exorcism. You are no different than this mute man. No, you are not physically possessed. But the demons dwelt with you and in you. If you were not with Christ, then you were against him. And at one time, we all were against Christ, for we are all born and conceived in the devil's kingdom in a world of sin. But then Christ came to drive out those demons through the waters of holy baptism. Not only did he wash away our sins, but he also plucked us from Satan's kingdom to plant us squarely into God's own kingdom. You are safe from every evil foe through Christ. Now you are filled with the Holy Spirit. He creates faith. He fortifies your heart. He keeps you in this one true faith now and forever. He keeps you in the holy Christian church that is in the kingdom of God now and visibly for all eternity. Lent clearly reveals that your victory comes from Christ and Christ alone. He alone can overcome the devil. He alone can drive out those demons. But Christ also issues a warning that you would do well to pay attention to. Those demons driven out in holy baptism want back in. This is no small thing. Though you are safe from them, they have not forgotten about you. Lent shows us that they're still out there, still struggling against us, still fighting to get us as their own. So what do we do? Where do we turn? Our Lord gives us the answer. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And so we devote ourselves yet again to the word of God. We focus our minds on what is truly important, that one thing that is needful, as Lent drives us back to Christ's word and his blessed sacraments. As your awareness of your struggle against Satan increases, so does faith drive you back to his word more and more. There is no neutral ground. No one stands in the middle. Lent is a microcosm, a small example of our entire life, of daily receiving the word of God and so daily receiving Christ. So hear that word. Receive his sacraments. For Christ is the stronger one who alone can keep you safe from the evil foe. Come on Sundays to rest in his gracious presence as he surrounds you with his forgiveness and fills you with his own body and blood. Come on Wednesdays to do the same. For you recognize your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against these demons. And so the church has sought to give you an extra opportunity to receive Christ and his love. Lent is a time for fasting. We fast to remember that this earth is not our home. Heaven is. And so our joys are not found here, but in God's gifts, eternal gifts. We fast to remember what is truly important, God's word. We fast by not simply refraining from certain kinds of foods, but we even give up portions of our day to be in God's house and to receive his divine gifts. So come when your makeup is faded and your hands are tired. Come as your mind still races throughout the day, all the events of life and of work. Come as your stomach desires food, and yet faith still drives you here. Come when your mind is exhausted and your body is weary. Come and be blessed by your Savior. Come and be strengthened by the stronger one, so that you may be defended against all of Satan's schemes. Bring your children and your friends, for your children too struggle against that devil day in and day out, though they do not know how to verbalize it. They need Christ. They need the rest that he alone can give. And if you desire his word and sacraments on another day, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. For we do not offer these means of grace just so I have something to do, but we offer them because you desperately need them. Use them. Take full advantage of Christ's gifts, delight in them, and he will bless you eternally. The more that you receive Christ in word and in sacraments, the stronger you become, and the more godly life you live. Lent is a small example of our entire life, and during this season, we seek to devote ourselves to godly living more and more. For you are not in the kingdom of this world, but you are in the kingdom of God. Live as children of God. Love as Christ showed love to you and gave himself up for your salvation. Get rid of every hint of sexual immorality, impurity, greed, debauchery, coarse joking, or foolish talk. These things are improper for God's holy people. Live a life of love. Do not live according to your passions and desires, satisfying your cravings with instant gratification. Be self-controlled and alert. Pay attention to what's really important in your life. Live such holy and pure lives that no one may accuse you of any wrongdoing. Do not follow others to fit in. Stand on the word of God. You may stand out, but you will never stand alone, for Christ stands with you. Christ remains in you. Simply put, Lent is a time for repentance and faith. You will stumble and fall. You will succumb to Satan's temptations, but that does not mean that he owns you. You are still baptized. Christ still owns you. So turn away from your sins in repentance and look to Christ. He is the stronger one who has plundered you from the devil's kingdom so that you may be his own. And live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Lent is a microcosm of your whole life. A small example of the daily battle that you face. Fighting against Satan. Repentance and faith. Fasting and prayer. Receiving Christ. Living in Christ. Holding on to Christ and Christ alone. But Lent is almost over. It doesn't last forever. Easter is right around the corner. Then you will be raised with Christ to everlasting glory. Your struggling, your fasting, your preparation will soon be over, and you will see Christ with your own two eyes. And you will rejoice and sing and feast in the halls of heaven forevermore. Oh, how my heart yearns within me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.